Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
A photographer who travels the world with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West was seriously injured in a car accident. Now, according to an eyewitness, Marcus Hyde was out driving in Malibu early yesterday morning. He was just cruising on PCH1 when he lost control and went over an embankment. Now, we're told he was having seizures from the crash and was airlifted to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. One witness says that Marcus went down at least 200 feet from the main road, which is not hard to do out there. Believe me, it's all on a cliff. Well, Marcus regularly shoots for Kim and Kanye and all of the Kardashians, as a matter of fact. He is a big gearhead. You know, he has these high-end exotic cars, and on Sunday nights, they tend to drive around in them and out in Malibu. Well, I guess he was showing off one of his cars again on Monday. Now, he did have a female passenger who is unknown, was with him. They've both been hospitalized. I don't know their condition at this time, but let's just hope that he's going to be okay. And speaking of okay, Gloria Govan won't face criminal charges. I know she's happy. LA County DA has rejected the charges against Gloria. You know, she was arrested for a felony child endangerment in a super bitter custody war with her ex-husband Matt Barnes. Gloria was arrested the Friday before Labor Day. Matt claims that she had put the lives of their twin boys at risk by allegedly flying into a rage in her car, blocking his car and the kids from driving away from school. Well, sources who were there or saw it said that that's kind of BS on Matt's part, and her rep told the DA that Gloria went to school to pick the boys up, but Matt was already there. She says the kids were in her car when Matt ordered the boys to get into his car. She believes that in violation of the custody order that he should not have even been there. Well, she says that she did block his car. She called 911 and calmly waited for the cops. Gloria denies that she drove crazy to get at Matt's car. And ultimately, the DA said, you know what? She's right. She did not do that. Can I just add, these adults need to get over themselves so the kids stop going through this trauma. And speaking of trauma, well, I don't know if it's trauma, but the feud continues. Cardi B has had enough of Nicki Minaj, so the Bodak Yellow rapper took to Instagram yesterday to unload her side of the story on everything related to their longtime feud. She touched on the physical altercation at the New York Fashion Week, to the motorsport verse drama, and everything in between. I just have to add, you know what? You ladies are both too old and way too rich to keep this going. Get over it. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, we want you to get on with it and follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.